huge celebrity couple wants us all to know how they kiss and how it's done. We're going to hear from them coming up in just a second. First, Canadian tennis player Bianca Andreescu is known worldwide, of course, after she beat Serena Williams and won the U.S. Open. And obviously, Canadian celebrities and people all over the world have been reaching out to congratulate her and talk to her, right? Shania Twain called her, Steve Nash.
I tried.
Justin Trudeau. How did that go?
Not well.
Justin Trudeau, they've all reached out to her. But there was one celeb that she had not heard from after her big win, and she called him out. She spoke about it on Jimmy Fallon.
It's been crazy. I've been feeling all the love from home, and I truly.
Is there anyone you haven't heard from yet?
Drizzy. Champagne Poppy, I'm waiting for you.
Drake, if you're watching.
Don't at me.
She's adorable. So Drake has finally reached out to Bianca. He obviously saw that. And he sent her a message that said, "Here I am," with a smiley face. Imagine getting a DM from Drake.
So cool.
19-year-old too.
Right? He said, "Congrats. We are all so proud of you." And he said that he had been liking every post with her in it and that he thought she would have seen that. That basically he's been supporting her from the beginning. And Bianca had no idea what to reply to that.
You know, it's a rite of passage. When Drake acknowledges you, then you know you've officially made it as a Canadian celebrity. Drake has given you the okay.
Especially considering Drake used to date Serena Williams.
Oh, that's right.
True.
Right?
Yeah,
they had a thing. They had a fling. So it means a lot that he's still repping for Canada, I would say. Bianca is so adorable. I love her. And she just returned home to Mississauga. And she said she was just hoping to get a good night's sleep.
Aww.
I doubt she will. They want to give her a key to the city. They want to name a street after her.
Yeah, why not?
So exciting. She's a hard worker, though. I saw her press conference yesterday. And she said, nope, now it's back to work. This is it. This is like the last day of celebration.
Romanians are known for their very persistent work ethic.
Work ethic.
Yeah.
She is a superstar. She's wonderful.
My dad's a Romanian, and since he could walk, he hasn't stopped working.
Yeah.
We'll never retire ever. Just if he doesn't keep busy, doesn't feel like he's being
productive. I love it. Huh? She's a great role model.
Yeah.
She really is. All right. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. What do we call them?
Shamila Madingdong.
What?
Shamila Madingdong.
Okay. Shamila have not spoke publicly about the relationship, but obviously they're together. They've been photographed making out all over the world, right? We've all seen it. Mm-hmm. It's pretty obvious. It was here in Montreal. I'm pretty sure I saw it walking down the street one day. So apparently they've been getting sick of people making fun of the way they kiss. Listen to this.
So we saw on Twitter and stuff, you guys saying stuff about the way we're kissing and how it looks weird, like we kiss like fish.
Yeah.
And
really hurt our feelings.
We just want to show you how we really kiss.
Okay, so they said that people have been saying they kiss like fish and that they don't kiss normally.
Okay.
So then you can see this on Instagram and you put it on the Beat 92.5.
Yeah, you can check it out there at on Instagram.
Oh, so after this, they literally go in and start licking each other's faces. They were mauling each other with their mouths.
Yeah. It's kind of hot.
Ew. I did not find it hot at all.
At what point? I don't know whose tongue was whose. It was just mishmash.
Yeah. But this is really their first acknowledgement we're together, because you don't do that with friends, I don't think.
No, and you can tell they're in the honeymoon phase because they kiss like that. I mean, after you get to a certain point in a relationship,
it does.
It does. It is.
Don't touch me with your tongue.
Not like that. Yeah, for sure. You're right. Anyway, you can check it out. Beat 92.5 and do it after breakfast because you want to make sure your stomach's all settled and everything.